is dark and threatening. Cronus's gaze went to the right side of the dais, where his post had been for all these centuries. It would be his post no more. Taking a breath for courage, he dropped his shield just inside the door. The hollow metallic sound echoed loudly in the silence and mimicked the emptiness inside Kratos's heart. Still, no one moved. Not even the gowns of the women rustled. His gaze locked determinedly on Zeus's. He hefted his spear above his shoulder and threw it hard to bury it in the wall right above Zeus's head, a last act of defiance that made every god present gasp in shock. Kratos pulled his sword over his head and tossed it to the feet of Ares. Next, he removed his quiver and bow, which he handed to Artemis. With every step he took toward Zeus, he peeled a piece of his armor off and dropped it to the marble floor, where it clanked loudly. First Vambraces, then his greaves, his cuirass, and finally his armored belt. By the time he reached Zeus, he wore nothing but his brown loincloth. He tucked his wings down and lowered his head in silent submission to the king of the gods. Zeus's curse rang out before he pulled a lightning bolt out of his glowing quiver and used it to slash across Kratos's face. Kratos tasted blood as his eye and cheek erupted with throbbing pain. Covering his face with his hand, he felt the warm blood from his wound pouring between his fingers.
"How dare you come here after what you've done? No one defies me!"
The next blow knocked Kratos off his feet and sent him skittering across the floor. The cold marble peeled at his skin and bruised his muscles. He came to rest at the feet of Apollo. Looking down in repugnance, the god sneered at him before he moved back out of Zeus's line of fire. Kratos wiped the blood on his cheek, which dripped from his face to the floor, before he pushed himself up. He didn't get far. Zeus planted his foot on his spine and held him down on his stomach.
"You have disobeyed me. I want you to grovel for my mercy."
Kratos shook his head in denial.
"I beg for nothing."
Zeus kicked him over and drove a lightning bolt through his shoulder, pinning him to the floor. Kratos screamed out at the piercing agony that pulsed with every beat of his heart.
"You insolent dog! You dare defy me even now?"
"I will not—"
His words broke off in a growl as Zeus planted another lightning bolt in his side and then in his other shoulder. Curling his lip, Zeus stepped back. He swept an imperious glare around the gathered gods.
"Is there one among you who will speak up in defense of this defiant maggot?"
With his one undamaged eye, Kratos looked to his brethren. One by one they turned away. Hera, Aphrodite, Apollo, Athena, Artemis, Ares, Hephaestus, Poseidon, Demeter, Helios, Hermes, Eros, Hypnos, etc. The ones who really stung were his mother and his brother Zelos and sister Bia. They stepped back and looked away, shamefaced. So be it. In his heart, he knew Nike would have spoken up for him, but she had done as he asked and stayed behind. Zeus pierced him with another lightning bolt that would have probably hurt too had his body been capable of feeling any more pain.
"It appears no one here cares for you."
Big surprise there. Kratos laughed, spitting up blood, as he remembered the day he had forced Hephaestus to chain Prometheus to a rock for his eternal punishment. The god had been reluctant to carry out the orders and had called Kratos pitiless for his insistence that they obey Zeus's heartless command. Kratos, in turn, had mocked Hephaestus's weak-kneed compassion. He had told the god it was better to be the punisher than the victim. Now it was his turn to suffer. No wonder no one would speak up for him. He deserved no better. Zeus pulled him up from the floor by his throat, his entire body numb from the pulsating lightning bolts that still pierced his flesh. Kratos could do nothing but stare at the Father God.
"Will you pick up your arms and fight for me?"
Kratos shook his head. He would never again serve as a mindless dog, obeying his master's every whim.
"Then you will suffer for all eternity, and you will beg me every day for my mercy."